as if she lives.
Oh, how lovely. Yolanda?
Yes.
Oh, didn't hear anything. Thank goodness I've got you to look after me.
Yes.
You don't look too cheerful about it, though.
Well, it's this wretched trip to Maidenhead.
Oh.
I wish you hadn't told Brad I'd be delighted to go.
But you thoroughly enjoyed your last visit, then.
Yes, darling, I know I did, but this time Brad and Jonah, well, they're on the other side, aren't they?
I see. You're ready to extend this feud you're building up to anyone who has the slightest connection with the prize.
I'd hardly call Lynn's mother a slight connection.
Yeah, but Brad was the one who invited you to have some company on that boat of his.
Ah, but why should he, out of the blue?
Because he likes you. And because both of them would like to see Jeremy before he goes back to school next week.
Yeah, well, that's the more likely reason.
Why on earth shouldn't they see Jeremy?
Because... Oh, you're right. There's no reason at all why they shouldn't.
Darling, come here.
Why?
I want to give you a hug. I hate seeing you make yourself so unhappy.
There's not much I can do to avoid it. I can't help feeling that Jeremy sees everything to do with the Pryors as being superior to what we can offer.
But if you try to cut him off from them, it'll make it even worse.
Yes, darling, I know.
Heavens, what's that?
It's Jeremy. Playing that blessed drum Rob gave him. I ought to give him what for, starting up at this time of the morning.
Well, it's just a lovely drum. I hope you'll be careful with it. That terracotta bass could easily break.
I live in hope.
I don't know what's got into you, Alexis. Seeing you load those vegetables into the van, anyone would have thought you were an old man.
I think I am an old man all of a sudden.
Oh, there.
It's not a joke, Mr. Breyer. I work so much for you since you have to do all these terrible lunches. I might as well have a long white beard.
Those terrible lunches are going to help finance our expansion, so I'm not complaining.
Oh, it's all right, it's all right. You don't need to complain. I do it for you. Like everything else.
What was that?
Nothing.
Better be. Hey, careful. You need to take it out on the blooming gearbox.
I'm sorry, my hand slipped.
Yes, along with your brain.
Ah, not so, Mr. Breyer. I think I have an idea.
Heaven help us.
Could Bill go back to going to market every day?
What sort of an idea is that?
It's only fair. I am working all hours on two shifts.
Well, you work on those shifts, do you?
It ruins my social life.
What I know about your social life, I'm doing you a favor. You need the rest.
Is what I am saying. I need a rest.
Then we're agreed, aren't we? And where better to rest than at the old bakery? Doing a bit of work.
Good eye.
Oh, morning.
Morning,
Grey. Blimey's carrying a copy of the Daily Yuck.
I am indeed. And you know who features within?
No doubt you're going to tell us.
Mr. Dickon Firth.
Oh, yeah.
What? Right here, in the Junior Spellgraph column.
Very likely.
I quote, Trudy and her news hound.
Miss Window strikes again.
I'm lost.
Then listen on, Debbie, and all be clear. Ever since her dulcet tones first brightened our lives, singer Trudy Window has kept the blinds down.
Oh.
Has kept the blinds down on the men behind those bittersweet love lyrics of hers. But when she talked to me, she hinted that silence was ceasing to be golden. Secrets sap my energy, she said.
Aye.
And in the quaint jargon of the music world, added, one might as well let it all hang out.
Are her lyrics that original?
I haven't a clue.
And who should be hanging out at her Bijou Hampstead penthouse but one Dickon Firth, journalist and former Deb's Delight.
Oh.
You're sure that's not a misprint? He might have meant to put Debbie's Delight.
Watch it, Morris.
There's a bit more, starring another friend of us all. Dickon is the brother of Cressida Firth, one-time very close pal of dashing commodity consultant Simon Wythe. In fact, Simon tells me romance is being rekindled in that quarter.
Ooh.
These Firths are obviously quite a force.
Oh, dear.
Bad luck, chaps.
Well, don't look at me.
And I hardly know the lady.
Well, I'm glad everyone's being so sensible. After all, we've a busy day ahead of us. Presumably Dickon will be coming in spite of being such a celebrity.
Well, he better be. One absentee's bad enough.
Yes. Look, if Jill Moon doesn't show up, we'd better have a talk, Morris.
Right.
Meanwhile, can you spare me a second, Debbie, please?
Sure. On my way. I think I've got over the excitement.
You want to look at my sports story? Oh, I think it's good enough for the front page.
Yeah, looks all right.
he said, reading it carefully.
I'll read it carefully, don't you worry. In fact, at this rate, it might be the only damn thing I'll have to read. Where the hell's everybody got to?
I'm here.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hello, Greg.
Long time now, see?
Who are you kidding?
It's true. Not since we went to the pictures after Mark's party.
I brought in my film reviews.
Have you? I'm surprised you had time to write them.
What's that supposed to mean?
Think about it.
What a charming man.
Oh, I think he's referring to this. You're in the gossip column.
Oh, I am?
You and your brother.
Well, let me see. Oh, God. If my mother gets to hear about this.
But Dickon's a grown man. She can't mind about him.
No, I mean the bit about me.
You could always issue a denial, if it isn't true. Or even if it is, I suppose.
Oh, yes, and who'd print it?
I could always slip it in at the bottom of my sports collar.
You're a great comfort, Gray.
I am? That's my day. And remember, any other little services I can perform, like holding your hand during the return of the Exorcist Part 3, just call me up.
I will. Here's your paperback in the meantime. Well, there is at least one thing Mr. Spellgrove got wrong.
What's that?
Deacon was never a Deb's delight. He came with me to one dance about 7 years ago and swore never to go to another one.
Peter, look, why don't we hang on back here for a moment?
But if we're going on the boat...
Oh, we will, very soon. But it gives Jeremy a chance to clamber around on his own. He loves imagining he's a lone round-the-world yachtsman. But I expect you know that.
No, I didn't.
Oh, well... Kids can be kind of funny about their fantasies, only telling them to folks who aren't part of their day-to-day life.
Do I take it Jeremy's been telling you things apart from his wanting to sail around the world?
Well, there was a theme that did occur several times when he stayed here during his half term.
Yes, I can imagine. Why can't I always live with Mummy?
No, you're wrong, Peter. It was more along the lines of, why can't the time spent with each of you be more fairly shared out?
Oh, yes.
Now, I don't know whether there's any mileage in this possibility from a practical point of view, but isn't it worth you and Lynn getting together and talking it out?
No, Brad.
That's all you have to say.
I'm sorry, but there's no way I could see it working. Lynn's every action in the last few months convinces me that it wouldn't. She probably can't help it. She's been a tough businesswoman for such a long time that she doesn't know how to share. The whole thing would still remain a contest for Jeremy's affection.
But she's told me, and in fact I think she's proved it practically, that her interest in business is no longer in any way as strong as it used to be. She's a changed woman.
Yes, of course she's changed. All her ambitions switched towards getting total control of Jeremy. But he's my son as well. Now, shall we join him on the boat?
Yeah, of course. But you will excuse me for interfering, won't you? Because it was done out of a fondness for all parties concerned.
I'm sure you meant well, Brad. I only wish I could think the same of whoever asked you to talk to me.
Well, I won't deny I received an initial prompting, but I've acted as a neutral. And Peter...
Yes?
There are less villains in this piece than you or Lynn would have yourselves believe.
Come in.
McFarlane's got the women's page all under control now.
Oh, that's a relief. Thanks for suggesting it, Maurice.
Well, serves him right to get landed with it, all those cracks he made about it the other day. Still, I have to hand it to him. He's a very fast worker.
Oh, praise indeed. Why don't you call him Gray, like the rest of us, Maurice?
Oh, maybe I enjoy pronouncing a Scottish name. I don't often get the chance down here.
Maybe. Has Dickon got over being famous?
Oh, yes. I've kept him far too busy to be able to give it a thought.
I'm sure you have. I do love the atmosphere, you know, when everything's buzzing with activity.
Aye, I don't mind it myself.
Good. But we do have a problem.
The ever-missing moon.
3 days now. On none of them has she bothered to ring in, and no one can get through to her as her home number.
Mm-hmm. So she's either bedridden or out and about.
I can't help thinking it's the latter. If she doesn't show her face by the end of the week, I'm going to have to sack her, Maurice.
Good. Should have been done a while ago.
But now there's a good, solid reason for doing it.
you're up to, Alexis.
What?
You've got a nerve kipping on the sofa at this time of day.
Oh, please, Mr. Breyer.
They need you out in the plant. Get going.
I only sit down for a second.
You weren't sitting down, you were lying down.
Well, I sit down first, but then I have to lie down because I can no longer be up straight.
Well, you better be up straight now, sharpish, or else there'll be trouble.
Oh, Mr. Breyer, I must have more rest. I'm exhausted.
You can't be exhausted now. You'll have to save it till later.
No, I go on strike.
How can you go on strike? You're not working.
Okay. I get up and go out into the freezer plant.
Ah, that's more like it. See, you can stand up when you feel like it.
I don't feel like it. I do it because I am a fool. But I tell you, Mr. Breyer, if you don't find extra fools for this work, by next week I will have struck.
Hello?
Ah, burning the midnight oil, Mr. Tully.
I'll probably still be here at dawn. Go on in, Mr. Tyson.
Thanks.
It's not the VAT I'm struggling with to sort out this time. It's the big one.
Well, the annual tax return.
Ah, that's right. By the look of things, they'll be damn well to pay. I can't seem to find anything that looks like a profit.
Oh, dear.
If not, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Still, tell me what you've been up to. It seems ages since I saw you.
Well, we've had our ups and downs. Jeremy and I spent this afternoon out on the Thames.
Lucky you.
Yes. Both of us enjoy sailing when we get the chance. I think I told you his step-grandfather has a boat.
I knew someone in the family did. Step-grandfather, did he say?
Well, it's difficult to know what to call him. My ex-mother-in-law's second husband, that's what he is.
You do live a complicated life, don't you?
Yes, you can say that again. But, amidst it all, this afternoon I was thinking about you. Well, about the business, not for the first time.
I think you would have better things to do. Not that I don't appreciate it, of course.
Well, I was thinking, if orders for narrowboats have almost come to a standstill...
Which they have.
Well, is there no way you could switch to player craft?
Oh, I could have done.
But?
It's good of you to come up with a suggestion, Mr. Tyson. But as far as I can see, sometime in this new tax year, I'll be wrapping up the business altogether.